Italy's Vice Premier Luigi Di Maio says France has, quote, never stopped colonizing tens of African states. A past, says the populist leader, France needs to face.
Deve avere la forza di affrontare il tema della decolonizzazione dell'Africa.
Di Maio made the inflammatory comments in the wake of dozens of people drowning in the Mediterranean, and as tensions over the migrant issue once again flared among European leaders. The 32-year-old populist urged the European Union to muster the courage to address the issue of Africa's decolonization and impose sanctions against France. He blamed France's neo-colonial policies in Africa for causing the migrant crisis.
La Francia è uno di quei paesi.
Di Maio pointed his finger specifically at the so-called CFA franc, a currency France created in 14 Central and Western African countries after the Second World War. He claimed the one-to-one exchange of the CFA franc with the euro stifles economic growth of African countries, such as Senegal and Cameroon, while boosting France's prosperity. The rigidity of the exchange rate, he said, has led to poverty and the current exodus of Africans towards Europe. France didn't take the accusation lightly. The French Foreign Ministry summoned Italy's ambassador and characterized Di Maio's remarks as hostile and without cause.
There are many reasons behind this very angry and critical position. Probably the first one is that Macron is the flag of anti-populism in Europe.
Federico Niglia is professor of international history at Lewis University here in Rome. He says economic data doesn't back up Di Maio's claims. While Central Africa is suffering due to falling oil prices, the economy of West African countries is actually growing at a healthy pace. Niglia says Italy's criticism of France is really about the European elections in May and a declaration that the campaign is on against Macron and his anti-populist stance.
Both the League and the Five Star Movement are advocating in favor of a popular and, let's say, populist political action.
But polls among Italian voters show blaming Europe for all of Italy's woes is falling out of favor. So a shift in Italy's populist rhetoric, away from blaming the EU, toward blaming individual EU countries, is now underway, says Niglia.
First of all, we are in a European electoral campaign. Probably this is the first and most important reason, the fact that the two political parties in Italy are capitalizing from the opposition against France and not directly against the European Union.
After the recent drownings of migrants, UN Refugee Agency spokesperson Charlie Yaxley says European countries need to put squabbles aside and take in rescued migrants.
Currently, you know, rescue at sea has been taken hostage by politics. There has been little progress in recent months, and decisive leadership that taps into fundamental values of humanity and compassion is sorely needed.
But judging by their latest salvos, Italy and the rest of Europe are busier scoring short-term electoral points at home than finding a long-term, sustainable and fair solution to the migrant crisis. Megan Williams, DW, Rome.